I checked in the internet, okay, I don't want to waste my time. Maybe they have something interesting to study. So, Buddhism, I saw Buddhism and they practice meditation. And I said, okay, let's try it. So, on the second day in Thailand, I already was attending a meditation course for 21 days. After practicing Satipatthana for about, I think, not even a week, I knew, this is what I was searching for. This is like the path to the experience I had in Canada. Like some spiritual opening I had in Canada.
So you did meditation in Canada?
No, some old karma ripened. Like I got into deep samadhi. And where there is samadhi, there is banya. So I got samadhi and banya in Canada. Also like samadhi, panya, and the result of it. And so I was clearly knowing what I was looking for. And then after practicing Satipatthana for a week, I knew instantly this is what I was searching for, and this is what I need, and this is like the gradual path to that state, what I experience, where I want to go again and not fall out again. So I got hooked after the first week. I had totally faith in the Dhamma, but not yet in monks. I saw all these monks, but not even that good, because I was knowing what I was looking for. So I knew if someone knows this thing or not. I knew it, I could see it, I could feel it. So in this first week, I knew this is the way, I can do it. It's just a matter how much I do it, and like the more I do it, the faster I progress. And I felt like after meeting the Dhamma, now is pay time. This life is pay time, and like jackpot, this pay time now. Somehow a voice in me said, "This is my last life." Whatever, like this thinking came up in my mind. That's the last one. It's pay time. So I was totally sure, 100%. And highly confident. Nothing could shake me. And so after that, I was searching for someone who attained the top of the Dhamma, like an Arahant. I was searching for someone who embodies the Dhamma. I wanted to see the end result. I wanted to see if this is really the same I was looking for. So it took me more than 1 year until I found someone like this. And then when I found him, like I just looked in his face, oh, I knew, that's the one. That's the one. And then I ordained with him. And then when he was talking with me, he said like this, like, stay here 5 years and you are able to then go to 5 khandhas. Okay, I like that. Yes, that's why I'm here. That's exactly what I'm talking about. But like because of communication problems, it was like a frustration the first years. Totally a mess. And many other things, like also new culture, new language.
Having a communication problem also, you trust.
Yes, sure. So, like, I trust in it. I gave my word. I see it's like yes, very good man. But like the instructions I get in doing them, not get the results I'm looking for. So I got frustrated. But I endured. Even I was my mind not wanted to go somewhere else. Like I didn't like it and this. I complaining about this and that and whatever. So I was sticking to my aditana. No, I promised my satcha, like my satcha barami. No, I promised I keep it. So, and also like the Buddha says, stay with your first teacher 5 years. Stay with your first teacher 5 years in order to overcome the crazy mind. To get out of craziness. So this is why it's not very good to change so many teachers. Read this book, read that book, read that book. suffering.
Yes.
So from a little kid on, when I was a little under six years, I could enter in Arupa, Ayatana states.
Wow.
Ayatana.
Arupa Ayatana state.
Yes.
Jhana.
Yes, jhana. Well, they're not Arupa called jhana. They call Ayatana. But people call them the jhanas, Arupa jhanas. But actually, this is not. You not find that word in the scriptures. It's called Ayatana. Was able to enter these states by will, just like being entering it. But after I became older, and the ego, ego came up, and you and me and everything, I couldn't enter this state anymore.
What does it mean, ego?
Ego.
Mamatte.
Oh, Atta.
Yeah. Atta. Yes.
Before it was playfully, no Atta. Like just. After, your ego gets developed. Yeah. And so, but, and then with this ego, I experience a lot of suffering. And when I try to enter that state again, because I knew in that state I have no suffering, like very blissful, and it's like a pause from the world, like the world totally disappears. I couldn't anymore, because there was desire. I couldn't enter the states anymore. But the more I was growing up, I saw more and more suffering in the world. And I saw nobody knows the exit. And but I had the trust, if there is darkness, there must be light. So there must be a solution. But my parents didn't know the solution, my teachers didn't know the solution, people in TV didn't know the solution, nobody knew the solution. I saw everybody suffering. I saw nobody not suffering. So I even was thinking, oh, if everybody's suffering, why not kill myself now? Why I have to live other 60 years of suffering? In the end, I not get anything. It's very nonsense. So better I kill myself now. But luckily, I not did it because of gratitude for my parents. Because I was thinking, if I kill myself, my parents suffer for their whole life. It's not fair. Like they did so many good things to me. It's not fair if I do this. Very egoistic. Do it because of gratitude for my parents. And then later on, I got like the evidence there is like light. Like in Canada, I got the experience of no suffering again, but not like samadhi state, like with wisdom.
That means you just went to Canada to practice some.
No, I actually went there for holiday. Like, I went to Canada, a private island, for holiday. Like, it's a very spiritual area, like for Indians. Very spiritual, very good energy there. Living there like a monk, no electricity, no gadgets, nothing. Like, totally with nature. So, if you're totally with nature, your mind is calming down.
No.
So, and then one evening I was talking with one gentleman. He was practicing Zen Buddhism for more than 20 years. And I was thinking, maybe he knows a few answers, because I had many questions. Nobody could answer my questions. And I was thinking, maybe he knows something, because I knew from my friend, he knows a lot. He traveled around the world, in Asia and everything. So I thought, okay, let's try him. And then I told him my story, what I experienced about suffering and this and that. And then I started to ask him. He never answered the question, but he changed my question, and he gave me the question back. So he was guiding my mind with his questions. And his last question was, who is Max? My lay name? Max, my name. And so at that point, my mind already in samadhi. Like I saw like my thoughts coming out of nothing and going into nothingness. Like I could really experience like the anatta. I could really see like the anicca. I could really see like this is not me, this is not myself. And when I was looking at my body, I saw only like energy changing. I couldn't find anyone. So, but what I say now, I couldn't find something solid, something not changing in my mind, and I couldn't find it in my body. How to answer that question? Who's me? So I answered, me is like the mental construct in other people. What you think is me is just a mental construct. Like you think, I am a monk, I am a German, I am like this, I have this skin color, this and this and this and this and this. This is I, this is me. You think this. Illusion.
Yes.
Doesn't exist, no. It's just like a mental construct. Ever changing. Not stable. It's just a mirage.
Nothing. Just a mirage.
After I got that answer, time stopped. Time, like the pressure from time. I was totally in the now. Nothing, no future, no past anymore. Totally. At that point I knew what is time. Also space changed. I was like one with everything. There was no lacking anymore. I not was lacking of anything anymore. I was one with everything. Like there is no lack, no separation. No. And I was like truly like, yeah, one moment after the other. Like there's one thing for each, like one moment after the other. And totally pure, totally no problem. It was a peace I never experienced in my life. This was the first time I felt at home. First time in my life, really at home, really no lacking. But this state not lasted long. After a few mind moments, my thinking mind came back. Oh, what is this? I like it. And I fall out of that state. It was like falling down of a skyscraper. But I was totally blissed out. And yeah, so after that, nothing else in this world was important anymore for me. Except, what was this? How to get there back step by step and how not to fall out of it. Nothing else important anymore. I just finished my study at that time. I studied to become a school teacher and a therapist. I just finished it for my parents in order like that I get a green card that I now can leave and do what I want. Like the green card for my parents. I give you now here my degree and now I can do what I want. So the moment I knew I passed, I already booked my ticket. I not even was waiting for the ceremony where you get the degree. I didn't interest anymore. I told them, send it to my home. I not care. So I already booked the ticket. Because this was the real thing I was interested in. So yeah. So you can say I met Buddhism since little kid.
It is. I think. I feel it's karma.
Sure. I mean, there's nothing else than karma. It's like old barami, old
practices.
Yes.
All previous lives.
Yes. Yes. Certainly. No doubt about that.
Island.
What is the? Do you have holiday? Just yes. like a people?
Yes.
So we have holiday?
Yes, we can.
How many weeks per year?
Not regular, not precise, but we can have.
What yeah, does this mean?
We can get. We can
How
get
long? One. There's no such fixed thing. But if you want, you can get.
We can get.
Yeah. Chairman can get holiday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's planning for that.
It's 20 years, huh? He's planning. No, no.
For me, no problem.
Yeah, for you. How you can catch holiday if you not have job? No, you now you have job, huh?
No.
No?
What is your permanent place? There's no permanent place.
Right now I have no permanent place. I stay where... Where... How you say? A monk can only stay where he has the support from lay people.
Yeah.
So I stay where I see is good support and little hindrances for my practice, like conducive. You can say conducive. I not need to look for a teacher anymore. I know what I need to know. So yeah, now it's only like a conducive place to finish.
But I am, in my case, I am planning to come to Thailand one day. So what I'm thinking is learn Thai little bit. No, you know, I had one Thai friend during my doctorate in Australia. He also following the same thing. And he had... Somehow he knew I am practicing meditation, so we were talking about these things. He had a master in Thailand, I don't know. Sometimes he called a lady. When he is having problems, he used to call. And, you know, and we were talking sometimes in Pali. Much easier for us than English, both of us. So during that time also he was telling me one day come to Thailand and he'll arrange like he would take me to different monasteries and so on. But still I haven't got the chance. Probably maybe now it is coming little by little.
It's like the factors were not yet right.
Yes. Maybe due to some unknown reason yet.
Yeah, nothing happens like it.
Even about 2-3 weeks ago, I got an email from a Sri Lankan monk living in Thailand. I think you met him that day, huh? Was he there, the Colombo, when you arrived? Probably not. Anibal Vajra also met him.
What?
Sri Lankan monk, what? He went to Thailand.
I don't know.
So... I mentioned him also, I might visit Thailand, but he was asking, sending an email whether I am coming there. In fact, I told him I wanted to go to Australia. On my way, I might come there for 1 or 2 months or something like that.
Now each and every year you was period, no? Was a period. Each and every year.
Each year. Each once per year.
Yes.
Once per year, anywhere in the world. It was a...
Yes.
3 months here to stay one place.
3 months in one place.
Yes. I never missed.
In Thailand, is it like here now we used to invite Vassaradhana? Lay person?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah, I mean like lay people can invite, but...
Yeah.
I mean, well, this also happens, but there's no tradition. Like, the monks arrange it by themselves, no need to have lay people to invite them.
Oh.
Like, there's no...
Yeah.
But actually, like, time, because lay people are the ones who provide,
yes,
for requisites for the monks.
Yeah, yeah.
So they are the one who invited. Yeah. But nowadays, the monks have like the
all facilities.
Yeah, all facilities. So,
but here still many follow that tradition.
Yeah. Oh, very good. I mean,
They invite them, and after 3 months, they offer the Katina Chivara. Because people believe that it has more merits. Good karma. When you offer a Katina Chivara. Strange.
Yeah. Who invited you to Vassa here?
Vajravamsa.
Vajravamsa?
The other monk.
The one you met today.
He was in Thailand.
Yes, with you.
He was in Thailand, yes. So we met in Thailand, and he invited me to come to Sri Lanka to look for a good place to practice. So at that time, the conditions were not yet right. It took a few years until I really came. So it was like many years ago he invited me. Not so many, I mean about 2 or something. Two or three.
You are in the same monastery?
Yes.
There, Thailand?
Like I came to visit in the monastery where he was.
Oh.
Talked there and we had some same experiences, we shared our experiences, and then he like, then I told him, yeah, I'm looking for a conducive place, like in the suttas where the Buddha describes a good place, and I was thinking, oh, like I want to experience, and so and he said, oh, Sri Lanka, I have many, come to me, I arrange okay, everything, I like have supporter, they, no problem. I will come if the conditions are right. And so, now I came. Actually, I not intended to stay here. Like, I already booked my return ticket, everything. But like I just told him I come for the for visiting, like for looking. Maybe if I find something very conducive, maybe I decide to stay here. So when I came, he told me, oh, I built scooty for you and you stay here. And now I do visa and this and this and this. And like, he already, before I yet saw anything, he already decided I stay here. He decided for me, I stay here. And
especially built a brand new scooty.
Yeah, brand new.
Yes, for him.
So
I was thinking, whoa, actually, I have already returned the ticket. I told some people I have spent the visa in Thailand and everything. What are you talking? So then he told me, oh, I have told all the villagers and this and that, and we're staying, and also the other Thai monk staying. And
yeah, in fact, Thai monk went back. Another Thai monk came.
He changed his mind. He said, like the Thai monk said, I stay. And then he changed his mind. No, I not stay. I have some business. I go back to Thailand. So now he told me, I look like a liar. Like I said, two monks are staying. No, nobody stays. And then I said, whoa, what is my problem? I mean, I not said I stay. I not promised you anything. So, how can you tell people I stay if I not yet have even seen the place and everything? And I never said something like this. And then, but he said, how I explained this to them? And then, like, he said, like, I lose my face. And then I was thinking, oh, this is maybe not good. Like, if because of such a little thing, if the people lose faith in him, and then they're not, they have no chance or not, they listen not to the Dhamma anymore. So it's like, I thought, oh, maybe not good for the sasana. Like, because it's no big deal. I mean, just like a little misunderstanding, but if the people lose faith, they not listen anymore, and then they cannot learn anymore. So for the Dhamma and for Buddhism, and I wanted, like I said, okay, I help you. Like he asked me, please stay, because I not know how to explain to them. I said, okay, I will phone to Thailand, and if the abbot there has no problem, if he says okay, you can stay in Sri Lanka, no problem, then I can help you. I stay because I promised to the abbot in Thailand, and I keep my promise. But if he says no problem, okay, and if I do it. So I talked to Thailand, and he said, oh, no problem. You can come next year, any time, any day, and welcome. And and very good that you want to help him and things like this. And so, okay, I stay. But actually, much more comfortable in Thailand for me, because I speak the language, many supporters, and people practicing the same thing. Understanding, have masters, but the place here also not bad. Like it's very, it's quite quiet. Like, but there are actually a lot of people coming and going. Actually, not so quiet. Like people, sometimes 15 people coming. Oh, very disturbing.
Oh. I thought only very few people coming. Villagers coming there?
15. No, his meditation course is 2 days. Like Anuradhapura, they come to our monastery. Stay there for 2 days.
Oh.
Like little place.
I thought they are staying in Anuradhapura.
No, like he changed because they are very hot.
Ah, so I see.
Like they come here because more cool, more wind, and more place. But we not have much water. Like if so many people, we use water 15 times faster. Already last year he was staying alone and the water was enough. Now at least 2, 3, 4 people staying, so water goes away 4 times quicker. And now he even invites more people. I mean, this is Vaskala. This is not teaching or whatever, but okay. Like
but there are, much better places around. But he doesn't want you to leave.
Yes, sure, he doesn't want me to leave. He didn't show me anything.
Yes.
Like he said, like I was thinking in this month when I come here to Sri Lanka, he will show me around. Mm. So that in the future, if I see something nice, I can come back. Because I already planned everything in Thailand, like told many supporters, pick me up from the airport and put me there, bring me there, bring me there. And this everything was set up. Like went first to Malaysia, hotel was booked in the airport, and then we took Thailand, and everything was already. I saw, it's higher value, like to help a monk and like to Buddhism, not use his face and faith.
You know, especially like very few places we have this water problem. Sri Lanka, many places you have plenty of natural water. Only this area, this problem is there.
So I'm curious how he solves that problem. So because like big water tank car cannot come because the road
is
not enough. I mean this would be one possibility. Maybe a small tank, like a small water tank car can come, like to fill up the water. But then the car must come every week or whatever, every few days. Very busy. And some lay people, they shower 4 times a day in our monastery. Oh, he doesn't say a word. So, that's
personally I don't want to stay there because it's the environment too hot for me. If I stay there I may have to take 2-3 showers per day.
Yes, I know. I mean I can totally understand lay people that take many showers, they have a lot of water.
Yes.
But
not enough water.
You must be restrained. You must you must use your head a little bit, because lay people can, with no water, they can go home. But we monks, what we do? I was Kale. I have to stay there. I have the problem. So.
True. But don't worry. It won't get dry. The well won't get dry though. Don't worry. The well.
Water going down every day.
Yes, but don't worry.
And already see the stone of the ground stone. So, I have. If you understand Dhamma,
yes.
Cause and effect. Cause and effect. If you say don't worry, this will not solve the problem.
I'm very sure Dhamma would protect you. Don't worry. It won't get dried off. I can tell you.
Let's see.
We'll meet the last week of the Vasa season and see.
Surely there's a way to. There's always a way to solve. I mean, there are many other ponds around, and maybe you can walk a little bit and take shower there.
No, I am telling you that well won't dry it off.
Let's see.
Might go down, but there'll be enough water for you.
Like this is like foreign thinking. Better have more than too less. So think before the problem comes, like prevention. So,
but you have enough drinking water, no?
Well, this we get supplied. Like people bring all this drinking water.
Yeah.
Like they donate. For drinking water, like we not drink the water there, like we get bottled water.
I mean,
this is very important. But anyway, the most important thing is like
peace in mind, peace in heart.
Yes, that's true.
If you know how to practice, you can practice everywhere. So I'm very happy there. Like,
But here in Sri Lanka, man, there are many very convenient places, especially like basic needs like water.
This is an extreme example.
Even we have these rainforests, like more greener ones than here. And natural water, drinkable water, the streams and so on. Our mountainside. Let's see whether we can have a here last week to have a tour.
If I want to meet you again, how can I meet you?
You have 3 months here.
No, that means, after 3-4 years.
Oh. He's planning for future.
Already long future plan.
Long future
That's
plan.
That's why I told we can go to
right
that
now, right
resort.
Now, after the, like I told, the plan after the Vasa, like go to Germany, then Malaysia, and then teaching like in Thailand, and then I will go to visit like someone in Australia. He offered me like a place in Thailand, like a resort. He has a resort, and it's actually very good. It's like 8.7 rating in Agoda, like 8.7 out of 10. Very high rating, actually. Very good, but very natural. Have a stream, have water, forest. Very, very nice. And he wants like to. He has faith.
Yeah.
And he wants like to make a place where people can learn the two Dhamma. And very natural, like far away from the big cities.
Yes.
So I will have a look. I will have a look, and if conducive, if okay, and I may stay there for most of my time. Sure. And I mean, occasionally I have to visit my parents or do some other things. Visit some masters or my preceptor or something like that as a base, like this
base.
Place for a period. Nothing is permanent. Everything is a period. We are only like on this planet for a period.
Yes.
So maybe this will be, if not conducive because of certain factors. Somewhere else. I mean, there are so many places. Mostly wherever I go, like people always stay. But like, really conducive places are rare. It's not so. I mean, I'm now more than 7 years a monk. I have not yet seen. Like, if I would know a really conducive place, I would not be here. So, and even the masters say, oh, it's not easy to find. It's not easy to find. Because so many factors must come together. Like, the lay people must have, like, should match with you, like not like lay people have totally wrong view and totally messed up. Like they should like have some good people which like take good care and know how to take care, because nowadays people don't know how to take care monks. They don't know anything. Like their understanding about Buddhism is very superficial. Like company, and this company, Buddhist company, two parts, monks and lay people.
If monks and
lay people.
Lay people,
yeah. Monks and lay people. If one part of the company doesn't know his job, the company not runs well. Yes. So both parts must know their job very well. And to find monks who know their job and lay people who know their job is not easy. It's like not very easy. If both know their job, very harmonious, very smooth company. Everything runs very well. Yeah. Progresses.
How this Vajiravansa so wanted to have it, that's the problem. He doesn't want to have more, you know,
yes,
more facilities.
If you don't have these things, you cannot invite people then also. Like,
true,
he wants it simple that not people...
You know, now it is much better than earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier only that single kuti,
uh-huh.
And people staying under the trees.
For a short period, no problem.
Yeah, short period,
like
of course.
No problem.
Only 2-3 days. Yeah.
I mean,
only this time, this long period they are staying.
Yes.
Earlier it was maximum 2-3 days, you know.
Like in Thailand, nobody would do something like this. facilities.
They're not proper facilities.
Yeah.
They never invite.
Yes, let people stay like this. It's not.